Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our discussion of Christian marriage relationship. And I want to talk to you today about marriage's mortal enemy, which is strife. Strife, the scripture defines, is a force that divides. It's a divisive device, you could say. Strife, it says in James 3, verse 16, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." The last thing you want in your marriage is every evil work cropping up. You don't want confusion. You want your marriage to be a place of joy, a place of blessing, a place of peace, and definitely a place where there's harmony between husband and wife. And yet this mortal enemy of your marriage, which is strife, is determined to destroy your peace, to destroy your harmony, to destroy your sense of enjoyment of one another. And it's intended to totally destroy your unity and bring your marriage to a place where you are so divided that there's such a wall of separation, there's such a deep divide between you that you could no more cross it than jump across the Grand Canyon. In the Old Testament, seven Hebrew or Chaldee words are translated into our English word strife or strifes. And their meanings are discord, quarrel, contentions, debate, controversy, chiding, adversary, provocation, and brawling. And I share all those with you to get the flavor of how strife operates and what it looks like. Then in the New Testament, there are six Greek words that are translated into strife or strifes, and their meanings are dispute, disobedience, contradiction, faction, wrangling, variance, fighting, quarrelsomeness, and disputes about trifles. As I said earlier, strife is a divisive device. In Mark 3:25, Jesus himself said, "If a house be divided against itself, it cannot stand." Satan intends to do everything in his power to divide your house, to divide your marriage relationship, to put a wedge between you and your husband or you and your wife. Strife is Satan's will for your life because it is the opposite of the Spirit of God, which is peace and harmony and love. And Satan goes after marriages with a vengeance, but he begins with a subtle attack of strife. Strife can get a foothold in a very simple way, seemingly innocuous, seemingly not too dangerous, simply by bringing in a little bit of a quarrel, a little bit of friction, a little bit of disagreement over something of little importance. We all know how people have gotten into brawling, raging arguments with a spouse. And when you trace the origin of it back, talk to the two people, they say, "Well, it started over nothing." This is very commonly heard in marriage counseling situations. They can always retrace the steps of this horrific dispute, argument, or quarrel that ended up in the parties storming apart and one driving off and spending the night at their mother's or at a friend's by an argument that began with a simple little bit of friction or dispute over a seemingly unimportant issue in their lives. Understand, that's exactly how Satan gets a foothold, because it isn't as if he jumped in the middle of the two and said, "Commit adultery, you two." No, it was subtle. It was very simple. It was a little bit of a disagreement about how to say a word or two to someone, a little bit of disagreement about how the finances were handled or how the dinner was prepared or how the children were disciplined or how they should spend their vacation or things that should have been able to be settled in simple ways of just discussing it and coming to an amicable agreement, even an agreement to see it differently if that's the case. But Satan uses a very simple tool against marriage by putting a seed of strife in the middle of a husband and a wife and then stirring it up. And he stirs it up, the Bible tells us, through anger, because the Bible says in Proverbs over and over again, Proverbs 4:17, Proverbs 4:29 and 15 and 14, there's several chapters that address it, and it says that anger produces strife. A little bit of anger over about some issue, your husband came home late for the dinner, a little bit of anger brings a seed of strife in, and if it's not checked, if you don't resist that temptation to sin, because strife is sin and anger is sin, if you don't resist the temptation, you allow yourself to go with it and you show your anger to your husband, why didn't you call me? The dinner's burned or the dinner's cold. Or the husband comes home and the dinner's not ready and he's irritated and says something unkind to the wife. And it begins with a little seed of anger that starts with strife, and then it can develop from there. Strife starts small. Proverbs 17, verse 14, describes it beautifully when it says, "The beginning of strife is like letting out water." Or it's like a little trickle of water out of a dam, just a little bit. And then it goes on to say, so abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. That's very well said. The beginning of strife is like letting out water. So abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. It's important for you to recognize strife when it comes in its subtle ways. Otherwise, the quarrel will absolutely, most certainly, break out. You have to resist the carnal tendency to become easily irritated. If you're a person that's easily irritated by things, people have to walk on eggshells around you, you're a perfect target for strife to come into your life and to use you like a pawn in your marriage and have it break out into a big quarrel, a big argument, a big screaming match, and then you don't even know how you got there. God wants you to be wise to the devices of Satan, and strife is a mortal enemy of marriage. There have been many, many marriages that fell apart, that dissolved, that ended up in the divorce court, and they can't even identify why they're there. They know that they just can't get along, as they would describe it. It was very easy for Satan to come in there and plant a few seeds of strife here and there. Neither one of the parties being wise to his devices, and neither one of the parties being willing to resist Satan's temptation to become easily angered, to become easily irritated, to have harsh words, to speak critically, because strife always brings in disputes about trifles, as we saw. It brings in always having to be contradictory to the other person. Some people just like to play the devil's advocate, as the expression goes. But you must understand, if you insist upon doing that, you are being a pawn of Satan's strife. And God wants you to be in the hand of God, moved by God, not moved by Satan's suggestions to play the devil's advocate, just argue with them, just take the other side. A lot of people do that almost for amusement. It's not amusing when it breaks into an argument, a quarrel, anger, hurt, tears, resentment, the cold shoulder for 3 days. These types of things are the result of a seed of strife being sown and neither party being wise enough to recognize it or willing to humble themselves and repent immediately. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry I let that get out of hand. I'm sorry I shouldn't have argued with you about that. It's not that important. Humbling yourself will help keep strife far from you. But Pride stirs up strife, it says in Proverbs 28:25. Pride stirs up strife. Pride doesn't let you back down when you started a little argument or there's a little friction. No, I'm right. You know I'm right. That kind of attitude is pride, and it'll stir up strife. It'll breathe fire on the coals, breathe wind on the coals, make the fire grow, and strife, which started out as a little bit of a friction or argumentativeness, becomes a full-blown brawling match. Understand, strife is the mortal enemy of your marriage. Satan is constantly looking for ways to divide and conquer Christian marriages. Why? Because the Bible says that marriage is to be a reflection of how Christ loved the church, and Satan hates that picture. He hates that being displayed in the earth, and he's doing everything he can to attack Christian marriages, and strife is one of his easiest tools and one of his most successful tools. Be a person who is determined that you're going to have nothing to do with strife. It will become a stronghold in your marriage. If you find yourself not talking to your spouse for days at a time, you have a strife problem and maybe a pride problem as well. If you find yourself giving the cold shoulder or the silent treatment to your spouse, you have a strife problem, maybe a pride problem as well. Understand, God's plan for your marriage is unity, harmony, flowing together in love, not division, discord, quarreling, no harmony. God wants you to have his attitude towards strife. God hates strife. The scripture says that there are six things God hates, seven that are an abomination to him. And the seventh thing is the person who sows discord between brethren. So the person who sows strife, because that's a definition for strife. Don't be a person that's willing to sow seeds of discord just because it irritates you the way the person said something. Refuse to give in to Satan's plot against your own marriage. Let things pass by. Humble yourself when you're wrong and let God breathe the beauty of unity in your marriage, and you will strife-proof your home. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Be an enemy of strife and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.